My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For instance, like somebody on the text line is pointing out the stat differences between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. And they are stark. Patrick Mahomes' numbers overall so far this season are not very good statistically. But the rest of the teams like this have to look at the Chiefs right now like the other teams used to view the Patriots. This is your best chance to get the Chiefs. I'm not saying it's going to work. It very well might not. But you have never had a better opportunity to get them than now. So if the Bills, who made the move for Amari Cooper, want to keep making moves, sell future for later, the Ravens should do that, the Texans should sell their soul. If you are in the AFC, if you are a real contending team, you should be selling your soul. Because this is the best chance you've had to get the Chiefs since Patrick Mahomes entered the league. This is the weakest now ever since 18, probably, when they had a really bad defense. So after his rookie season, this is the next best chance you've gotten him. Because they're without their number one and number two wide receivers. They're without their number one running back, who could still come back, and we'll see. They're shorter on ammo than they've been at any particular point. Again, I would never say that that means they have no chance to win the Super Bowl. They're 5-0. They've won 11 games in a row. They're doing fine. But when you look at what the other teams have to view the Chiefs, we all know that your chance to win the Super Bowl in the AFC comes in these little pockets when guys like Patrick Mahomes run the entire conference. This feels like a pocket if I were the other teams right now. This would be the chance. I would take my chances on this season knowing that next season they might have their full complement of weapons back. Because last year, they weren't nearly as injured as they were this year. They just trusted the wrong wide receivers. Then eventually Rashee Rice turned out to be a true number one. This year, they're without the weapons they were counting on, including that number one wide receiver we just talked about and the guy they had slotted in for number two.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're the Bills, and you're talking about how teams are going to be more aggressive. That move yesterday for Amari Cooper, one, it's because Keon Coleman hasn't progressed as quickly as they thought. It's because Khalil Shakir, really nice wide receiver, but he's not a true number one. Curtis Samuel's a gadget guy that's been disappointing there. And that franchise, as we know, has never won a ring. And so you have absolutely nothing to lose. Josh Allen is going to give you a chance every single year. He's that good of a quarterback. But you're willing to risk 3 years from now for this year because that franchise has never won one. Sean McDermott, that regime, has a lot of people thought by now would have been in a Super Bowl. They haven't been in a Super Bowl. Like that's why they're also able to say kind of F it. I thought that there was a chance with how they traded away Stephon Diggs and the way the whole offseason went that maybe they were willing to, all right, we talked about half step back kind of thing, reset a little bit. This is the opposite
of
that.
That's how they talked about their offseason, by the way.
Correct. And this is a completely opposite move to go and get Cooper. I think it's a great move for them, but it tells you where they're at. A team like the Jets, we make all the jokes about it. They're a poorly run franchise. That's true. The reason why they were able to and willing to sell their soul to Aaron Rodgers is because they haven't won a ring in what? 60 years, something like that, 55 years, 60 years, whatever.
Yeah.
I think
Namath, right? I mean,
you have to come
to
that 50 years probably something.
You have to come to the realization that Josh Allen's never going to be better than Patrick Mahomes legacy-wise. It's not just get one. You don't have to worry about winning multiple. Just for a franchise, and the Bengals are technically in the same position as the Texans and the Bills, the Jaguars technically as well, even though the Jags aren't in this conversation, they've never won a Super Bowl before. If you can just get one, Josh Allen is the best quarterback in Bills history. He's better than Jim Kelly immediately. Doesn't matter what he does the rest of his career. You just got to get the one. And when you, like the Rams in a way kind of did this as well, they found a way to still be kind of good, but they sold and they bought in on everything in that year that they won the whole thing, and it ended up working out for them with Aaron Donald and everybody. Who knows if the Rams win another one, but it can work out if the cards fall the right way. And for the Bills, the Chiefs being the way that they are, it might be the best chance they ever get.
The problem is that the Chiefs are stuck in an interesting spot. If this were any other year in which they were not defending Super Bowl champions, I'd be like, play it smart. You got Patrick Mahomes. You can try to still keep winning this year, but you got 3, 4, 5 years to think about if you this. But because we all know the same thing everybody knows, nobody's ever three-peated in NFL history. And the temptation to do that supersedes, I think, sometimes the long-term goals of a team. And we've learned what you just said earlier, which is even if they sold their soul this year and were in cap hell, I think is pointed out on Twitch, for 5 years, cap hell does not mean they don't have a chance to win a Super Bowl. They could still win a Super Bowl in a year in which the talent is depleted. Last year was not their most talented team. Now, it was their best defense that they had in their championship run, and it is a huge part of why they did it. Mahomes just turned it on in the postseason from an offensive perspective. But, I mean, they're never going to be talentless because they will always have Patrick Mahomes, and cap hell typically doesn't last that many years. You can usually reset that number by giving yourself a couple of years to come out on the other side. But when you're going for the three-peat, man, you get kind of desperate. Not desperate. You get hungry for the chance to do something no NFL team done. And I've always traded this. Like, someone's like, well, if they don't win a Super Bowl for the next 3 years, would you trade that for the three-peat? Yeah.
Yeah, for now you're in a yes. spot. You've got a couple rings in your back pocket, so it's much easier to say, yes, I'll risk it. That, and then you basically, if you said for the next three after this, they can't win the Super Bowl, but they can three-peat, yes, I would take that. Get their third ring in this period.
And then
absolutely.
You come out 33 on the other side,
yes.
Fresh and clean, sure.
Well, and the way that they draft, too, they can almost afford, out of every team, you don't want to be there, but they can almost afford to be in cap hell than anybody else because of the way that Brett Veach has done things.
Yeah, 913-586-7965. Someone says, do you really think we're not going to win the Super Bowl? Is this a clickbait topic because of bye week? Have you not been listening? Literally 3 minutes ago, I said, you're an idiot if you tell me they can't win a Super Bowl. Now you're telling me that we're telling you, what? Are we not listening?
I'm not.
Are we not listening to anything that is being said? Like, I know people tune in and tune out. Like, what are we? That is the perfect description of what is so annoying at times. Literally 4 minutes ago, you told me I was not even strong enough by saying people would be stupid if they said this team can't win it. I said, you would not be a very smart person if you think this team can't win the Super Bowl if they don't trade for a wide receiver. That'd be a dumb thing to say. And then we got someone now 3 minutes later saying, are you guys saying they can't win the Super Bowl? What are we doing?
Yes, I think they can.
Holy crap.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The job market is constantly changing, and at Bowling Green State University, we're evolving too, working with industries to develop innovative majors in education, engineering, business, and healthcare that will give you an edge when you enter the workforce. BGSU is ranked as the number one public university in Ohio for career preparation by the Wall Street Journal. Personalized career coaching, networking opportunities, and hands-on immersive learning set you up for success. That's the BGSU experience. Learn more at bgsu.edu/careerready.